Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our new friend Paul Angles on the show. Paul is the founder and CEO of Angles Incorporated. He's got a report out called the Angles Report, which is a 135-page review of the best and worst practices of corporate online marketing. We're going to talk about that today. He invented the cost-per-click advertising model, which we're going to blame him for. And he's an award-winning copywriter, and he's our new friend, Paul Angles. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
So, of course, I'm teasing because hopefully people paying for clicks are getting their money's worth, right?
You know, for me, it has been, for my clients, it has been by far the most efficient and most effective form of advertising I've ever used.
I want you to talk about the birth of that in your mind. And the year when it happened, when it came to you, because one of the things we've enjoyed doing here on the show is talking about, you know, the birth of this, what I'm calling the age of the customer. I define the age of the customer as having been born in 1993 when you and I could all go online. And so I've got a number of internet pioneers on my show. Mike Daniels and Anita Rosen and several others, and you are as well. So I'd like to go back what were you trying to solve? What problem were you trying to solve? How did it come to you in your head, and how did you get this sold?
So in 1995, I was part of the team that put together the Oakland Raiders website. Mm-hmm. It was the first official NFL team-sponsored website. That's how early this was.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't know that any other major sports team had put together a website yet. So we put together the Raiders website, and then we went to all the ad agencies and media companies in Los Angeles and said, because that's actually where the Raiders were based at the time, and said, we have this new thing called a website, and we'd like you to put ads on it. And they all gave us pretty much the same answer, which was no. We don't know what this is. We don't know
some
what's going there.
Some kind of voodoo you're talking here.
We don't know how to price this.
Right.
We don't know how to sell it to our clients. Come back when you've answered all those questions. So over the holidays in 95, I put some thought into it, and really based on how I had learned direct marketing at Ogilvy & Mather, came up with a model for internet advertising. And in January of 96, met with an attorney who sent me to Microsoft's patent attorneys. And they said, this is patentable. You can't leave this room until we've documented this.
And who owned it at that moment?
I owned it at that moment.
Okay. But were you not working for someone else?
No. I was independent at that time.
Oh, you were? Okay, good. Congratulations. Go ahead.
You know, documented everything. I cashed out my 401k to pay for it.
You were an entrepreneur.
And, oh, I went big.
He was all in.
Yeah. And then for the next 3 years, tried to convince people that I had something here, that this was the way things were going.
So that's how you went about making a living after that then, wasn't it?
Partly.
You were trying to sell an idea. Imagine this. So this is fascinating for me, Paul. Congratulations on coming up with it, and thank you for telling the story. So keep going. So how did it go over the 3 years?
Oh, terribly. It was awful. by 99, I was ready to go back to real work.
So if I'd showed up with $25,000, I might could have bought it off of you in 99.
You know, pretty much could have. but in 99, got a call from the attorney, and he said, congratulations. that's been granted. And we were off to the races then and ended up raising a total of about $4 million.
Right.
And had an ad network going online. It worked really well. We were able to target ads very precisely because people were opting in to receive ads.
So then were you licensing the model to other sites and other ad agencies and things like that?
No, unfortunately.
Did you have an idea? Did you have an approach, or did you have some technology?
It was a concept that we built technology around.
Yeah.
So at that time, we were tiny. We actually were offered $20 million for the company and turned it down.
Yeah.
I was deposed for lawsuits between other companies.
Because they thought you usurped them, or because they were usurping you?
Actually, neither. They were using me as prior art to defend against
lawsuits. Uh-huh.
So that was successful.
Mm-hmm.
That it was established as prior art.
Right.
The World Trade Organization came out against my patent.
Wow.
Because they didn't think it should have been patentable.
So, folks, this is a cautionary tale for all of you inventors out there. This is why I want you to tell the story, Paul. This is fascinating. Go ahead.
So, I mean, there was a market crash, a small crash in 2000.
Right.
Funding dried up. And then it
pretty big
down.
Crash.
And then September 11th happened. And
right.
Everything dried up, and we just at that point decided to pull the plug on the company. It wasn't gaining traction in the market.
And but you still had the patent.
Well, I still had the patent. By this point, it had been transferred to the company.
Ah.
And
so you didn't. So you never got rich off of this.
I did not get rich off of this.
Are you still getting any kind of shekels, any kind of nickels and dimes every month, or anything from anything?
No. It was. It ended up being sold in 2000 to Intellectual Ventures.
Yeah.
Which is a kind of a Microsoft spinoff.
And now it's kind of just like in the public domain, isn't it?
Yes.
It's kind of like a utility, right?
They never enforced it.
Yeah. It's become a utility. Now anybody can do it. Wow. Your story, every person listening right now has a story like your story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where you had an idea and you worked on it and you went all in with it and then it didn't work out. And golly, that's what a brave story. I'm proud of you, Paul, for following through on that.
Thank you, and
thank you for telling us about it. When we come back, Paul's going to help you with your pay-per-click strategy, and based on some mistakes that he saw some big guys make. Paul Angles, ladies and gentlemen, his report is called the Angles Report.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.